Welcome to season 3 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 23 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain, to feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind for more relaxation, stretching, core stability, back strength, and happiness. A big welcome to today's podcast. It's all about how bad and good posture affects your back. Don't sit like a banana. Now, we'll delve into some tips. Well, three main tips I'm going to share with you today, as well as always a lovely relaxation and positive affirmation and things like that as well. The thing is with the back, there's a formula of five main areas that I help you with. And within the formula, you've got your breathing and relaxation, your stretching, your core stability, your back strengthening, and your mindset. You can't not just work. It isn't just a body thing at all. There's many, many angles to it as well. It's been a really good week. How are you? I wonder where you're listening to the podcast. I had a wonderful chat to my sister today, and my sister Julie, new as author, an author as well as myself, and she comes to my mindfulness Pilates classes every week. Both me, my mum, and my sister meet up every week, as well as, and she comes to one of my earlier morning classes on Zoom, of course. We call it the Mindfulness Pilates Studio on Zoom, which is really beautiful, actually. She sent a gorgeous photo in of her studio set up with her mat, and her band, and her spiky balls, and her cushion, and her blanket, and a lovely room spray, and the dog, and the dog Ben. I love her dog Ben so much. He's my favourite dog in the whole world. But it really brings it alive when some people send in photos of their mindfulness Pilates studios at home that they're joining me from. It's really, really lovely. But there was a reason that I was mentioning Julie as well. It's like, oh no, it's oh, that's right. She was saying she was listening to my podcast out on a walk today with Nigel the dog. He's a cavapoo. Ben is a cockapoo. They are lovely. Very teddy bear like. Anyway, she said she was listening to the podcast on a walk. So wherever you're listening to this podcast today, enjoy. Very exciting. So some episodes will be solo episodes with me. Some episodes will be with my clients. Like last week, you're really lucky to get to listen to Alan, one of my men's one-to-one Pilates clients, and his journey and story. And then other episodes have some lovely guest experts as well. Coming up soon, we've got osteopathy with Emily coming up. And we're going to be delving into the topic of prolapsed discs in the spine and three tips to recover. So Emily's going to be talking all about that, you know, what is it, and you know, from her point of view, you know, some really good three good tips to help recovery, which is going to be a really positive interview and chat. I really hope that helps you coming up. And very exciting as well, we've got one of my favorite authors is going to come on, Dr. David Hamilton, and he's author of many, many books. Hay House author and scientist, Why Kindness is Good for You, I Heart Me, The Science of Self-Love, How Your Mind Can Heal Your Body. That one's been out over 10 years. There's a new edition out now, which I'm currently rereading. And it's really got a lot of this sort of things. Oh, I didn't realise it. I was interviewed earlier in the week for an article, and I was like, wow, I didn't realise it'd been 30 years that I've been teaching things from my sports science degree of things like visualization. I'm like, wow, I've been teaching this 30 years now. And of course, there is science behind visualization and how that can benefit you in exercise and your mind after injury, whether you're an athlete, anyone actually. So I integrate that into my teaching, infuse it in. So it's very, very interesting. His latest book, Why Woo Woo Works, The Surprising Science Behind Meditation, Reiki Crystals and Other Alternative Practices, is a brilliant read, I must say. And it's all about visualization and all sorts in there as well. So that's gonna be a really, really good one. And there's a very well, a really fantastic psychotherapist that I know called Emma. And she's going to be coming along the podcast too in the near future. So that's going to be very interested. And she does art therapy with it and is a big fan of Pilates and for the back as well. But we're going to be delving into the mind and neuroscience in that as well, and how that can help you with your back, body, mind, happiness. So that's going to be an interesting one. I think it's going to be very interesting. So let's just have a little talk about, let's have a little bit talk about these tips in just a second. Think if there's any other things to share with you this week. Yeah, it was really, really lovely to be interviewed by the Daily Express, a wonderful journalist and author. Vanessa has just sent me her book, actually, which is really exciting. Looking forward to reading one of her books. But the article is all about manifestation. And I share my personal tips for that and ones that I teach my clients as well, and whatever else is in the article on visualization and manifesting your goals and bringing them into fruition with manifestation, which is obviously just making it true. So I really hope you find that article coming out soon in the newspaper helpful. That's about it on the news front. Had a sparkly and wonderful start to the year. I hope it's been a good, I know it's been just generally very mixed. You know, some people having a good start to the year, some people having a great start to the year, and a lot of people are also battling all sorts of different illnesses, stresses, and different things going on. So whichever you're at, add all of this in and it will just help you during those good, challenging, and sad times of life. Please, I would just like to say actually thank you to, shout out to Leslie, who has a great podcast, and who has sent in the first review for this podcast. So thank you so much. Just wondering if I could bring it up and read it out as a thank you to Leslie. Let's see if I can just quickly bring it up. As you can tell, I didn't prepare this this plan of action in advance. Okay, so Leslie says, Bev has such a beautiful, calming delivery, and you can hear the passion she has for helping people. I love listening to her helpful advice on how I can help myself to heal my back problems. I'm already feeling fitter and stronger thanks to Bev and her podcast. Huge thanks for the brilliant show. How lovely is that? How absolutely lovely is that? And let me just bring up Leslie's podcast. Leslie's podcast, which is one of my favorites, is Let's Talk Money and More by Leslie Thomas. So Leslie Thomas, big shout out to you. Thank you so much for listening and writing a review. That is really much appreciated. And how about that? You're sitting better, your posture's better, and your back's feeling happier. This is very, very good to hear. Okay, so obviously, sitting like a banana is not good. So basically, it means you're sitting with a slumped posture and your back has gone into like a banana shape. Now, this puts pressure on your discs. It makes some of your muscles tighter. It makes your chest and shoulders tighter and right up into the neck. And it makes your back muscles weaker. Particularly from a disc point of view, it is a very detrimental way to sit. And a lot of people just generally have a lot more lower back problems and pain going on than the rest of the back. So we've got to really look after our backs and think about how we sit. So tip one is think about how you sit. Now we did delve into a little bit of this on previous episodes, and we're going to be delving much more into this in future episodes. But really do think about how you're sitting, and don't sit too long. So number one tip is when you are sitting, either have an absolutely excellent chair. And you know, some brilliantly designed chairs these days. When you are sitting, sit with your bottom at the back of the chair, feet hip width apart, feet underneath your knees, knees in line with your hips, and sit tall. But it's not rigid posture, it's not military posture, it's just that your spine and your back is in its natural curve. So you've got a natural curve in your low back and you've got a natural curve in your neck. So like when you're lying down, you want like a small thin cushion behind your head to support your neck. When you're sitting, if your chair has a lumbar support, that's great, because that helps you just naturally sit in that position with that lumbar curve, with that little curve in your low back. which helps your spine be happier, basically, and work, you know, be more efficient. And if you haven't got a good chair, you can always put like a cushion behind your low back, or you can even get things like lumbar supports and things. So tip one is to sit well. Sit with your shoulders nice and relaxed and happy. Don't slump or lean on your hands or lean on your face or start twisting your back to the side. That really is not good. That's one of my old habits I occasionally see myself going back into. It's not good to cross your legs, especially if you're sitting for long periods of time, and really don't sit too long. So tip one is sit well and have some lumbar support. Tip two is just basically don't slump. Don't slump. That's it. Tip three, let's do's and don'ts with these tips. Tip three is don't lean over your desk slumping like a banana either. What you need to do, if you are picking something off a table, for example, you need to bend your knees, hinge at the hips, keep your back straight, gently scoop your tummy muscles in, and pick something up, for example, like that. Some people lean over their desks for long periods of time, and the desk is at a wrong height for the spine and the back and the neck, and that can be very, very detrimental. So if you're like working from home and you haven't got a desk at the right height, standing desks are very popular these days, but not if they're not at the right height and it's the workstation isn't set up properly and everything. So really watch that. Some people like standing working, but you don't want to stand and work and be slumped over the standing work like a banana, because that will put pressure on your discs, your spine, your back, your muscles, and you're not going to be feeling very good afterwards. So we're going to delve deeper into these tips in another episode, but hopefully it gives you a bit of a flavour today anyway. So before we go into today's happy memory relaxation, I'm just going to pick you today's affirmation card message of the day from the Happy Kids cards. Later this afternoon, actually, hot off the press, I'm just finalising the design of my next deck of cards, affirmation cards for you, coming out on Valentine's Day. And I've changed the name, actually, until it's completely official. I'm not going to say anymore. It's top secret till then. But anyway, your Happy Kids card message of the day is well done. And it says, I did really well at something today. What does the well done message mean to you? You can either think about what it means to you, or you can talk about what it means to you as amazing. The best thing is to pick a card, either on your own or with someone else. And if you are picking a card with someone else, to talk about what that message means to you today. Now, the other way you can use the cards, there's so many ways actually, is you can journal with the cards, something I teach in my classes and one-to-one programs on Zoom at my Mindfulness Pilates studio on Zoom, Zoom studio, is 1 minute journaling. And what you do is you get a pen, you get a favorite notebook or journal. Here's my one from today and journaling from today. And you write down the title. So yeah, I feel like showing how to do this today. So you write down well done. And then what you do for 1 minute, you set an alarm for 1 minute, and then you write down what that message means to you today. And you go, on your marks, get set, go. You don't have to do that bit. I do come alive when I'm teaching, I do get excited. And then you just write down for 1 minute what that message means to you. And then afterwards you can think, are there any, you know, action steps or to-do lists to take from this? Because, you know, there might be to bring that into fruition if it's a goal, or, you know, it really varies. It will be different every single time you do this. So I hope that inspired you a little bit with the one-minute journaling, as I always infuse in a lot of personal development into my teachings, which makes it very interesting. It's about living happily ever after. You know, it's about you expanding your toolbox physically, mentally, emotionally, in every single way to have your happiest life, really. A lot of people come with their backs and discs to me, but it's a bonus that I help people with, you know, either reducing or eradicating anxiety and stress and different things, or having the tools to help. Somebody came this week and they just had a grief in the family, you know, and it really helped them coming along. You know, I had an elderly client coming this week on Zoom one-to-one, and was feeling run down under the weather, a bit of a virus going on, but still managed to do a gentle session and felt much better after. So you know, it's really rewarding. So when you're ready, we're going to go into a happy memory meditation now. And love to hear how the podcast helps you. And please share with your friends if you feel it would help them. It's time to have a little relax, meditate now. Really hope you enjoy this happy memory meditation. So welcome to today's happy memory meditation. Close your eyes, sitting or lying down. Breathe and relax. And you're going to simply breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Relax. Hands on your heart, wherever is comfortable for you. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. And just let your tummy rise and fall. And now change your breathing to breathing naturally. In through your nose, out through your nose, relax. Recharging your batteries. And in today's happy memory meditation, you're going to give yourself permission to remember a happy memory. This happy memory can be from today, last week, last month, last year, 10 years ago, or even childhood. Breathe and relax. And just give yourself permission to remember this happy memory. It might also be a happy memory of a loved one or loved pet in heaven, even. You choose your happy memory and let it drift into your mind right now. And bathe in this happy memory as you breathe and relax. You may see, hear, feel or know memories from your happy memory. Smile within. And smile and just daydream about this happy memory. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Just enjoying daydreaming about your happy memory. Take your time. And breathe and relax. You can stay here daydreaming about your happy memory as long as you like. Breathe and relax. So welcome back after that happy memory meditation. Now, did you notice how easy it was to remember a happy memory? Now, that means you're very good at visualization. And every single client I've ever taught visualization to knows they can easily visualize. And that's because it's so easy to remember a happy memory. Because if you can do it with a past memory, like a happy memory, that means you can easily do it with a future goal or anything like that. And that's something I also do every time you're stretching in the mindfulness Pilates, at the mindfulness Pilates Zoom studio with me. I always get you to set a small or big personal or work business goal. I love helping entrepreneurs as well, working with more and more entrepreneurs and those in business and just anyone that works really wants a better work-life balance. Yes, backs are my niche, but you're also very welcome if you're injury-free and want a work-life balance and to work, you know, have a brilliant morning routine and, you know, work on all of that. It's very important, and you can work on your goals all year round, not just in January or the 1st of January. That's just rubbish. You want to work on them all year round. And a really clever way I teach it is with teaching your goal setting manifestation, your basically your visualization goal setting and visualization meditation during the stretches. So once you're doing your stretch properly, in some of the stretches I get you focusing on your goal as well, small or big work, personal goal. So that works really well. So you can read more about that in the Daily Express article coming out probably, coming out soon. So yeah, so well done for enjoying the happy memory meditation today. Visualization is simple as that. Yes, some of us are more visual than others, but you don't have to get the information about the happy memory through seeing a vision in your mind. It can be, you know, you just know about the memory and just remembering that memory. Lots of different ways, or it can be many angles of that. Anyway, I hope you found today's podcast useful. Have a very, very good week. Please get some more reviews coming in. Thank you. And thank you for those of you who have listened so far, or regulars. That's great. And yeah, there's over 1.1k listens so far, so thank you very much. And to be continued. See you next week. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one Mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.